It's that time of the week where we gather around and watch a movie and then proceed to ignore everything that goes on. This is our big gay date. I'm Dave.
I'm Carl.
And tonight's movie of choice is 1996 classic Space Jam. Why is it classic? Well, let's rediscover it, because it's one of these films that we all remember and we love if growing up with it, but it's actually... Is it a great film? I don't know.
I don't know.
Reitman's name's right there. That's a good kind of mark of quality.
I mean, I guess. I didn't really care about sports when I was younger, so like I saw Space Jam, but I didn't appreciate it. And when you told me we were doing this today, I was under the impression we did classics, and I have been puzzled about that as well.
I was just looking through. I got the idea that I wanted to do something kind of animation based.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at, you know, there's so many animation movies. You know, do you go 2D animation, classic Disney? Do you do, you know, Pixar 3D? Do you do like DreamWorks or something?
No, you go Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Now, I was thinking about, and that is what this movie is, basically. It's a poor man's Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Uh-huh.
There's no escaping it.
It'd be really funny if this audio just fucked this movie and what's the other one? But no, okay, this guy right here that's playing with his son, obviously this is Michael Jordan's fictional father, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Who is he the cop in? Because I feel like I've seen him in a lot of things. And no, I'm not mistaking him for the guy in Lethal Weapon. He's like bit spots in other movies all the time.
Is it the cop from Die Hard?
No, because that's Carl Winslow from Family Matters.
Then I don't know in that case.
I'll figure it out. Okay. Yeah, I'll IMDb that.
While you're on that... Let me think about the first time I saw this film. Of the films we've watched so far, I think this is the only one I actually saw in the theater for the first time. I would have been 10 years old, I think, when this movie came out, which is the perfect age for a movie where, you know, fucking Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and all those awesome characters come out and play. And as a kid in England, I am probably in the minority, and when I say I was really into basketball as a kid.
Really?
And I know that shocks you, looking, because I'm a tiny little white man. But that's all we. That I was in a town full of tiny little white men, so I was in a very level playing field for trying to learn basketball as a kid.
Fair enough.
The thing about basketball, like football, is like you gotta be kind of good at it. You gotta, you know, run fast. You gotta kind of be
now,
on
wait,
point.
When
of
you
feet
say football, are you talking about y'all?
Soccer?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
With basketball, I was. Nobody would really ever pay attention to me, so it was very easy for me to just kind of run up the court while everyone was kind of dicking around doing their like dribbling and trying to bounce away from each other and shit. I would just hightail it to the other end of the court. People would just throw the ball down the court to me, and then I could just fucking aim, you know.
Yeah.
It was like me just playing horse, and I would just kind of avoid, like, with a very brief spot of running very quickly.
Was rugby ever an option?
No.
That's
no.
A little too much.
Yeah, because
going
you,
home with injuries.
Yeah.
Because
when you have the ball in rugby, you are a massive target and everyone obviously runs right at you. Whereas in basketball, you grab the ball and then you very quickly just pass it off again. So if you don't have the ball, there's no reason for somebody to try and throw you to the ground, mm-hmm. which is what terrified me.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. That guy, Michael Jordan's father, James Jordan, he's played by Tom Barry. I know Tom starts with a T and an H, but I'm fairly confident it's not Thom Barry, because that sounds retarded. But he was Paul Walker's superior officer in Fast and the Furious 1 and 2 Fast, 2 Furious. That's why.
That's where it's ringing a bell for you.
Mm-hmm. And he was in Independence Day, but he's not...
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be doing that film at some point, a little bit closer
man.
To the new one coming out.
I'm excited for the new one.
I'm excited the same way I was excited for Jurassic World, the way I'm excited for the new Ghostbusters.
Jurassic World turned out all right.
I've only seen it once,
uh-huh.
but I know I liked it a lot, but it's one of those films where the more you think about it, when you go back, probably not going to like it as much.
Yeah, but it
kind of like this film, I think. This has been a long time since I've seen this film. I think after we watch it now... we're, you know, a little bit older, a little bit wiser. We're going to really pick up on a lot of the flaws.
I mean, we've been talking the whole time, but I've almost been doing it intentionally because I'm not really a big Quad City DJs fan, but this is that song. The year that this came out, this was top of the charts, man. Everybody knew the Space Jam song.
I think I bought the soundtrack. Yeah. I was really into this movie, man.
Of course you bought. Was Michael Jordan famous in the UK?
No, not at all. I mean, he was for a brief year. Right, this.
Okay.
This thing where, you know, so the story is Michael Jordan, famous, world-famous basketball player. I mean, to a degree, yeah, I guess he was famous in England. He was definitely a name that came to mind with basketball more than Shaquille O'Neal or Dennis Rodman or something like that, I would
Michael
say.
Jordan was basketball here in the 90s.
Yeah, same over in England, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So the story is that he gives up basketball and he goes to play baseball, I believe is the thing. Now, I don't know, was that an actual thing that he did over
here? Yeah. And he, okay. Yeah, he totally retired from basketball and played baseball. And then what, 2 years later, 3 years later, he ended up playing basketball again.
Now, was this, looking back, would you say that was maybe just kind of like, was he doing like a Joaquin Phoenix, I'm still here sort of thing, you know, where he just kind of, the illusion, his real life, the illusion of, you know, going off and doing this wild tangent,
mm-hmm.
and then it all turns out that it was really just publicity for a film?
I mean, maybe.
I think he'd probably say that, because I think that's a smarter answer than him giving up basketball and trying to play baseball.
Uh-huh. See, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think random conspiracy theories are funny or interesting sometimes. I don't know if this is true, but I always heard that Michael Jordan's father wanted him to be a baseball player. And so when he retired from basketball, he just kind of went to do his thing. But the big conspiracy goes, and granted, this is, I'm not saying this is true or not, but Michael Jordan had a really big gambling problem. At that point, he was baseball. He was sponsored by Nike, and Nike still, I mean, at that point, definitely ran shit. You know, like Nike mm-hmm. sponsored everything. If their star in all of their marketing material gets in trouble and Nike says, deal with it and sweep it under the rug, you deal with it and sweep it under the rug.
Sure.
So the idea is that Michael Jordan, are you familiar with his dad? How his father died?
No.
His father, like, was sleeping in his car and was, like, shot at, like, a rest area or some shit. Yeah. So the way the conspiracy theory goes is Michael Jordan had a gambling problem. He was gambling on the NBA. Granted, a year or two before he retired, there was, like, a year that was the worst season for the Bulls when Michael Jordan was playing. And it has been assumed that maybe he was shaving points. Okay?
What does that mean? Sorry.
Intentionally playing bad. If you bet on a game and then you're playing
the game, you can
influence the results. So
sure.
The way the theory goes is that he gambled a lot, had a gambling problem, owed people some money. The NBA found out, so they suspended him. Nike said you can't suspend him, so the NBA just kind of swept under the rug, and that's why he retired for 2 years. He didn't retire. He got suspended because he was gambling on games. And then his father... The conspiracy theorists say his dad wasn't just randomly murdered. He was murdered to prove a point. He was executed because Michael Jordan didn't pay his debt. So this movie is a fictional account of that whole interim between leaving the NBA and not.
So just skip that whole, the whole gambling and execution and the whole...
This could have happened as well.
That's why I'm glad we jumped ahead like 20, 30 years or whatever the fuck just happened here. Now we're just at the point where he's like, for reasons unbeknownst to anyone, I'm going to retire from basketball and start playing baseball.
Yeah.
Because that would have really been a very different movie when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
It was like fucking Road to Perdition or something. You know?
Absolutely. But that is a conspiracy theory. And honestly, that has just as much of a chance of actually happening as Space Jam does as being a historical document.
That's a fair point. All right. I can see you on that.
It's dark, though.
That is. It's dark.
It's really dark.
Let's get back to the movie. This light, fuzzy comedy. More. I love this guy. He's such a big fan. He's fucking helping him out with getting points.
Oh. Where's the Bill Murray? I was promised Bill Murray. I came here for Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. He plays golf. Is that right? he's in the golf scene, which is interesting. From what I remember, this is the only scene I see of Michael Jordan playing baseball. Like, for someone who gives up and wants and retires to play baseball, you don't see him trying baseball that much.
Well, he wasn't all that good at baseball, so would you want that many videos or pictures of you being shitty at another sport? Like, he's amazing at basketball. He floats to the rim, but baseball,
I don't know if you
so
remember
much.
The end of the movie, but his arm fucking stretches to the rim.
Yeah.
He's that good. That might be my highlight of the movie, which I might peel out as my highlight for the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Look at these guys.
Oh, man. This reminds me. Angels in the Outfield. Did y'all have Angels in the Outfield in the UK?
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt. The movie!
No,
with Christopher Lloyd and Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Danny Glover. Oh, no. Man. We'll get there. We'll get there at a later date, but baseball movie.
All right, this guy. Is it Dennis Nedry? Or is it the guy from Seinfeld? Newman from Seinfeld. See, that's where, again, England to America, that's where we have these differences of how we grew up with art and how pop culture was presented to us in England. Didn't really catch much of Seinfeld at all, honestly.
I would assume it'd be a little more topical and wouldn't nearly have the humor. Mm-hmm. And be as, like, good to receive in the UK.
But Friends did fucking phenomenally.
Yeah, but Friends was a show for the lowest common denominator.
It was, yeah.
That was a spaceship. I mean, the effects are...
This was, like, compared to, obviously, Who Framed Roger Rabbit was, like, 1988, 89 or something. This one, a little bit later, so it used a lot of computer-generated animation as well as your classic 2D animation as well. Like, so obviously this car right here has the appearance of 2D animation, but it's, you can tell it's obviously 3D. It's a nice little touch. And all the fucking shading on the... and rabbit and everything. You can tell this is a movie. They really took their time over this.
Yeah.
This is some gentle humor, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
It's Billy West there as Bugs Bunny.
Not Mel Blanc's kid.
I don't know when Billy West took over for Bugs Bunny. He's been doing it for fucking a long time now, right? He's the official voice now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was reading for this. Mel Blanc's kid was supposed to do it, and Warner Brothers couldn't come to payment agreements with him, so instead of him doing 12 voices, they hired 4 dudes to replace him and do 12 character voices. You could have had one guy do... Oh, man.
And that's incredible that one guy can do 12 voices.
I could understand why he would ask for so much, because that's very valuable.
Yeah. And I think Billy West has a lot of fucking versatility, but to do 12 completely separate voices is...
Well, if you grew up and Mel Blanc was your father, I'd be disappointed if you weren't just raised for that to be normal.
If you weren't just conditioned into doing different voices.
Yeah.
There's a great documentary on Netflix called I Know That Voice, and it's just all about those voice actors that you've heard growing up and cartoons, video games, and all this sort of stuff.
The movie trailer voices.
That sort of thing, yeah. It's so interesting to see them in person and to just flip from voice to voice.
Mm-hmm. I like watching the live table reads of cartoons, like the Family Guy or the Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
You can see how much is actually, like, improvised.
Mm-hmm.
And who out of the voice actors is really, like, talented in emulating their character.
Yeah. So did Michael Jordan do any other acting after this film?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't remember him in anything else. I remember him from a lot of commercials and product placement. but I don't remember him in any other movie. I know him from this movie, A Basketball and Underwear.
There's a story. I mean, which of those was from the poster on your wall, the basketball or the underwear?
yeah, probably.
You can plead the fifth.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I'll go with that. This dog, though, that dog's pretty cute. Anything to stop talking about underwear. All those kids are way too clean for just coming home from a basketball game.
They clearly did not give it their heart.
Yeah. Their team probably lost.
Put your backs in. Yeah, from the... Yeah, look at that. Well, maybe if you'd fucking tried a little harder,
yeah,
got your hands dirty, you'd be bringing back a trophy right about now. Don't just blame it on the fact that Dad wasn't there. You need to do your part.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure MJ can't come within 1,000 feet of children. Is he wearing Jordans? Or was this before Jordans? This couldn't have been before Jordans. Jordans are old. He's got to be wearing Jordans.
I don't know. He's too tall for the fucking frame. We can't see.
I'm pretty sure they just, like, made the whole set a little bit, like, larger than it should have been.
Yeah, that's a big fucking room. Look at those ceilings.
Oh, my God.
Where do they end?
That is obviously a taller door, the fact that he didn't duck.
So this is interesting. So he really did retire to try and play baseball, and then in this movie, he sucks at baseball.
Yeah. Like,
what's the story there? What's he doing? Is he just trying to... just taking ownership of it?
Yeah, or? you gotta own it at that point. Yeah.
Because, I don't know, did this film come out... You say it was gone for 2 years.
I think this film came out, like, right when he had started playing basketball again.
So that's why maybe at the very end we've got that montage.
When he's playing the Magic, yeah.
Yeah. This is cute. It's a little breaking the fourth wall thing. The guy who does the voice of Porky Pig is so fucking funny. How he just rattles off these sentences with these, like, stammers and everything. He rattles it off and he breaks down how you do it, and he does it absolutely flawlessly with a sentence as he's describing how he does it. And he ends off and he's like, and no one else in the world can do that. And that's why I've got job security.
It is true, man.
Absolutely.
Double talk is so hard to do convincingly.
Did you ever watch any of the other like Looney Tunes cartoons they tried to do like this, like Looney Tunes Back in Time with Brendan Fraser or anything like that?
No, because
there's a reason.
Brendan Fraser.
Yes. Let's not ruin that.
Yeah. The last movie I watched of Brendan Fraser was The Second Mummy.
Oh shit. So like 17 years the guy's been trying to make movies and you just be like, nope. Not
yeah, but he. I saw the preview for Blast from the Past. I saw the preview for Journey to the Center of the Earth. I'll avoid that shit. You were O'Connell.
He's solid in The Mummy. He's solid in Scrubs, these little arc he has in that show.
Mm-hmm.
He's great in that.
Oh, I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, he's solid,
okay,
man.
Well, I've seen that, too.
Yeah, that was one of the first fucking episodes that just, like, brought me to tears. Like, then when he fucking dies. You know, and they have that whole kind of like sixth sense sort of thing where he's been dead the whole time, and you watch it back and it's so rough. I'm like, man.
Yeah, man. Why didn't Bugs Bunny just handle this shit? I mean, think about it. I've watched old Bugs Bunny cartoons. I have seen him handle way worse problems by himself. And I mean, I guess if he did handle it, we wouldn't have a movie. I know that. But
and Michael Jordan would still be trying to play baseball.
Yeah. I mean, now he's pitching underwear, so it really, would it have been that bad? I don't think it would have, like, butterfly affected if we just let him do baseball and then just kind of retire.
He'd have found his way.
Yeah, he would have found his way to the Hanes commercials. And did he ever answer that? Did he ever answer boxers or briefs? Because that was like, you never saw those?
No, I don't. Carl, I do not know nearly as much about Michael Jordan's underwear as you seem to.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, during this point in time, Michael, I keep calling him MJ, but that is totally the wrong guy.
MJ and underwear is not a conversation you want to be having.
yeah. Okay, so Michael Jordan, he was sponsored by, like, McDonald's, sponsored by a bunch of shit. But now, he was the Hanes guy. For the last couple of years, okay. And all the Hanes commercials,
right?
And the marketing campaign was there was always like ladies asking him like boxers or briefs, and he would always just smile, shake his head, and walk away. And I'm pretty sure at one point he answered them, but I don't remember. Michael Jordan pitches underwear now.
Pitches a tent in underwear.
You pitch a tent in underwear.
You pitch a tent in underwear, thinking of Michael Jordan in underwear.
Oh my God. Do you know any other basketball players?
I mean,
do you know Dr. J from like, he was old school when Michael Jordan was getting on?
No. This scene here where they steal the powers from people? I don't think I know any of these other people.
Charles Barkley.
He just sounds like Gnarls Barkley.
That's so. The Doctor Who scarf. Fairly confident Doctor Who scarf. And you did not know.
Oh shit!
That.
Look at that. That is next to.
That's a secretary, right?
That wait, who
from Ghostbusters?
Is it? I was looking at the guy.
No.
But the guy next to her, Dan Castellaneta, voice of Homer Simpson.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and you know, hundreds of other voices as well.
But Homer.
Mm-hmm. Always going to be Homer.
Mm-hmm.
That's racist.
Yeah, I mean, I get, yeah. Get it. Peace out, Charles Barkley. You suck at basketball now.
I like how so these guys are clearly not actors. So they tell them, okay, act like you don't know how to play basketball anymore, and they hear act like you don't know how to walk or cognitive motor skills of any kind. It's the same thing apparently.
yeah. That's really bad. I mean, I know now he does like commercials and stuff too. I know he's at least a little better at not looking as bad.
So really, nobody came out well out of this film, then?
No, not really. The cartoons did.
Yeah.
Patrick Ewing! Look how big he is, dude. You've seen Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
You know when the T-Rex sneaks in at the end and like...
Was he the T-Rex?
No, but he was wearing Patrick Ewing Nikes. I'm pretty sure. Because he just fucking appeared. Oh.
So you take an NBA player's talent and they have nothing else. They end up in they end up on the disability list.
Oh my just God.
How much talent does it take to catch a ball?
I mean Apparently, it takes a lot of talent to act effectively. Oh, really?
Can't even fucking feed yourself. Speaking of Jurassic Park, I'm getting a real Ian Malcolm vibe from Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Holy product placement, Batman.
Every single one of those products he was sponsored by at the time. Yeah.
No fucking way. Holy shit.
Every single one of those he was doing commercials for.
God damn.
Can it really? I mean, they're That's not making game. Shitty decisions.
Yeah. How did these guys handle the fucking anthrax scenario of 2002?
How did you handle Y2K? Did you ever think it was going to be an issue, like, ever?
No, because I was a fucking nerd as a kid, and I knew about computers.
See, I lived here, and I was working at Disney at the time, and, like, they had generators everywhere just in case, Jesus. Like, that night. Like, every 100 feet, there was a generator, and then they didn't have to use them.
Of all the fucking places. Imagine how many fucking, like, orphanages and hospitals have, like, went to go get generators. They didn't have any generators left. Disney just bought them all up. The magic must keep on turning.
Better safe than sorry, man. The only time I've ever seen them close in the middle of the day and kick people out was during 9/11. Yeah. Hurricanes. And they don't even care.
That shit's all built to, like, hurricane specifications, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, worst case scenario, if you're at the Magic Kingdom, just go into the tunnel and you'll survive a tornado.
Yeah.
The Monstars.
Yeah. It's a cute pun. These guys are cool designs.
It's not fair. They're cheaters. Okay, I have a slight lisp, and I don't go out of my way to say words that are full of, like, lisp-worthy consonants.
Yeah. Just realized I am Sylvester. Like, two people use two different words to describe something, and I think of a pun that combines them both. And take all the fucking glory. Is this Bill Murray?
Yes, it is. We finally got our Bill Murray.
Is this that Caddyshack movie I've heard so much about?
Caddyshack is an amazing piece of cinema. Do not ever confuse the two, you disrespectful bastard. Caddyshack is amazing. Have you ever worn one of those umbrella hats?
I have.
Was it embarrassing?
I'm trying to think where I used it, because my wife bought me one really early when we were dating. She sent me, like, a care package over first Christmas, before we were actually officially
dating.
Wait,
in the UK, where you guys don't have sun?
But we do have rain. We have a lot of rain.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I think that's why she got it. I think she got it for me so I could stay dry.
Because it's always raining.
Yeah, and I have a barbecue outside where I would always fucking cook all my food on a barbecue, on a grill. And so she got me the hat so I could stay dry in the winter while cooking all my food. She's quite considerate that way.
I mean, yeah, that as much as I do want to make fun of you for wearing one, that actually is not a terrible idea with the rain.
Not at all. Plus with this hair, I mean, just makes sense to look after it. Is Bill Murray playing Bill Murray in this movie? Like Bill Murray the actor?
That is a very interesting question. I am not... Yes, he is.
He is. Okay.
Yes, he is. Oh, and we're all in animation.
Now, I don't know much about golf. Are they made of metal?
No, golf balls are not magnetic.
Freaking Newman in the background doing the truffle shuffle. And he looks so much shorter. Why would you cast him in a movie with Michael Jordan?
If you...
He looks like... he looks like a kid.
Okay, but look at his camera. I get that this is the mid-90s, but if you play golf with Michael Jordan, you can probably afford a
you
not
have an
shitty
SLR.
Camera.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would love to see the behind-the-scenes footage where he's just standing in front of a green screen and they're telling him what emotions to convey.
Yes. Actually, you know what? I saw... This was interesting, this movie. I saw pictures of them, like, shooting it behind the scenes and everything. And up until this movie, I swear, this is the first movie I saw where they use actual green screens. I swear, every movie before this, it was a blue screen. That was the technology. It was a blue screen you shot on, you removed the blue and everything. And then when I saw them do this, it's all on green screen. And I was always really confused. And now, obviously, it's all green screen. No one ever uses a blue screen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Always wondered, never... Now I have the fucking internet in my hand, and I've still never been bothered to actually look it up. But what's the actual reason for that? Why it suddenly changed?
That is actually kind of interesting. I don't have the wherewithal to look that up right now, but I am actually very... That is a good question.
Yeah, it just changed all of a sudden at some point. And I'm sure it's something to do with, like, the fucking green casts less light on the faces or something. I don't know.
Or how many... with the blue screen, was it... Was it easier to completely differentiate that when... did you have green tones in set and everything else that would interfere?
Yeah, I figured like the blue would kind of merge more with dark clothing and stuff like that, so... If we just focus on his expression and just ignore everything else going on around him...
What a sad way to look at stand-up comedy. The same jokes every night. No, then you're Gallagher when you... If you do stand-up, you're supposed to be able to change it.
Get a better act.
Yeah. Yeah, what do they think happened? The other guys just left? He got sucked into a hole and they just dipped out?
Boy, I hate to leave him like this.
I'm sure he's fine. No.
No.
I'm sure he had to get away from the other guy. He just got sucked into a hole by a cartoon like rope.
Fucking Bill Murray. Just look at him, sees an opportunity and doesn't waste a fucking second, just jumps in his grave.
A long time. You were the greatest basketball player that ever lived at that point in time. What are you talking about? That whole I'm gonna jump from the center of the court and then just float to the basket? Are you kidding? He looks like he's running on an invisible ramp in the air. There we go, Taz.
I used to love Taz as a kid.
Oh,
one of my favorite cartoons although I could not. It was one of my favorite characters, but I didn't like the show. Is that weird?
No, I could totally feel for that.
Yeah. Like, I loved all the fucking merchandise for him and everything, but whenever his show was on, I would try and watch it, and because he doesn't fucking talk at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just cleaned up this gym like he was a bird in a Disney movie.
He's taking this surprisingly in his stride.
Mm-hmm. And he's dead. Oh, dead, broken bones.
My God, that looks terrible. This is like a 1997 PC DVD video game cutscene.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is like playing Myst when you're talking to the dude in the library.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Riven was better.
Is that the one that was on like 4 CDs? 6?
It was a lot, yeah.
Fucking hell.
That was a terrible amount of handheld cam on these kids playing basketball. What? Why is Luther Vandross or Barry White talking? Are you hearing that? A burning desire. Oh, kids, he just letting you win. Don't bully him.
He's just giving you a little vote of confidence.
Man, that was cold-blooded. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the aliens just took their basketball talent, right?
Yeah.
So apparently these guys are retarded.
Mm-hmm. You take away their basketball, they have nothing left. Like, they forget how to play basketball and they're fucking being wheeled around in wheelchairs and shit. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, it doesn't take long. Okay, you take away all their knowledge about playing basketball, but you don't prevent them from learning how to play basketball again. It should not take anybody this long to learn how to fucking block a shot or something. Or fucking dribble.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Don't go to church over it, for fuck's sake. This guy's thinking of just giving up everything and going to being a missionary.
Oh, man, don't go to church. It's not going to solve your problem. Because he did... He totally did.
Did Madonna have a thing for NBA players?
Yeah. Yeah, Madonna, I don't know. I mean, Madonna just has a thing for fucking whoever Madonna wants to be fucking.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, she's Madonna, so what are you going to do?
Gotcha. So I like this. This is cute how you get to see all these characters. That's a cute gag. But,
did Roadrunner just dribble it all? Because if he didn't, that entire sequence of events with the basketball, like, that is... He would not be a good player.
All right.
If Roadrunner cannot dribble. Hey, what's up, hottie?
Fucking Michael Jordan thinks she does. She looks hot as well.
Uh-huh. She looks like that girl on Game of Thrones.
Which one?
The hot one that's in The Hunger Games 2 that was going to get married to Joffrey.
Oh, shit, yeah. The eyes. I can totally see that.
Yeah, man.
That's funny.
Lola Bunny's where it's at.
Sexy cartoon characters is a weird, it's a weird area, especially when they're like animals. It's like, objectively, that's a pretty sexy bunny.
Mm-hmm.
But that right there is a weird sentence that would get some crazy looks.
Yeah, absolutely.
But would you?
Lola Bunny? Fuck yeah, Lola Bunny. Yeah, man, it's Lola.
I don't forget, does she pop up in anything else, or?
Yeah.
Aside from your dreams.
No, I mean, that on the regular, but I'm fairly confident she showed up elsewhere in the Looney Tunes universe.
It makes sense. This is Tremors.
Which was not a fantastic movie by any means, but it was really fun.
Tremors is a good, A guilty pleasure movie.
I'm all about some mid-90s Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Now, how do they make that dog just growl?
Pretty sure that was some of that classy CG animation they applied to his face.
Oh, really?
I think so, just for a second.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I should have been more observant. What stuff? Does he has magic paint? He totally has magic shorts. He does. That is a valid... Unless... If they grab his shorts, I am on board with this entire scene. If they do not grab his college shorts, this whole thing makes no sense. Michael Jordan wore his college basketball shorts under his shorts when he played for the Bulls and every other NBA team for his career. Because his college basketball shorts were his lucky shorts.
I think that's what they're doing here, yeah. They're taking his special underwear?
I mean, if it's underwear, they're taking some artistic license. But yeah. If I can go with his shorts under his shorts, then I could totally be on board with this.
Again, just anything about Michael Jordan and his underwear, you're just like, yes. I approve of this.
Yeah. North Carolina. Tar Heels.
Now, how the fuck did they do that? Make the actual bag move around.
Well, I mean, how did they do it in Roger Rabbit? They do it with a bunch of, like, puppeteers moving
wires
shit,
and shit
with, like,
yeah.
Wires and threads and...
Yeah.
Yeah, those are totally Jordans. Why wouldn't they be? See, that's why that whenever you watch Roger Rabbit, like I just think the whole time about the what happened without the cartoons there. And because there's so much stuff that happens in that. Oh, man.
This fucking orchestra of getting things timed right and everything.
Yeah.
Like that scene where he's walking through the stage or the studio lots and the bikes and everything and the fucking cars and the window washers. Yeah. Yeah, I really want to see that film again.
When I first moved down here, they had the Dipmobile at MGM.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. Shit. Yeah. And it looked like it had kind of broken through the wall, right? Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember that. Yeah, this is going for the same kind of thing, but it doesn't capture the magic of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. This movie, 36%, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes. With Who Framed Roger Rabbit, 97%.
Again, it's a classic piece of American cinema.
Holy shit. That's
and the cast list and the company and everyone that was involved. And the fact that they got Warner Brothers cartoons and Disney cartoons. That would never happen now.
No.
That would... It's hard.
You saw how long it took to get fucking Spider-Man in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, we're still not getting, like, Marvel characters in the Marvel Universe. There was just a spirit of cooperation made Who Framed Roger Rabbit happen and be as awesome as it was.
Yeah. When I decided that we were going to do this film tonight, I did a little research into Who Framed Roger Rabbit because it's natural.
Of course.
It's a fucking, when you...
this is a natural successor to that.
Yeah. It's a natural segue. Obviously, you know, fucking Christopher Lloyd is fantastic in that film and he's going to be at MegaCon this year. Did you know that? Yeah.
Wow.
I think they just announced it today. Christopher Lloyd is going to be at MegaCon and I can't wait to see him. Like... Because he's, and it's a shame, he's not going to be around much longer.
No, when I saw him and Marty on
Jimmy Kimmel, yeah.
Part of me was really, really happy, and part of me felt really sad.
Yeah, because it's just like, he's struggling to say the fucking scientific words. He just spouted off.
He didn't have the timing that he had in the 80s, but of course, this is 30 years later.
Yeah, he's a really old man now. And, and the other thing, fucking, it reminded me, and I'd completely... I guess I'd kind of block this out, but we lost Bob Hoskins in 2014. So that movie was like, I really want to watch it again, but it's going to be rough because there's so many good performances.
As many reboots and remakes and sequels that are happening now, I hope they just never touch Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I hope not, because you know they would have all the fucking Pixar stuff in there and everything, and like
if
Shrek.
Somebody hasn't tried already and the powers that be shut them down, I'd be surprised.
Yeah,
because it was such a cash cow, and don't mess it up, please.
Yeah,
I like that the basketball is always cartoony, except for when it is in Michael Jordan's hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Newman's where I'm going to bow out for a second.
All right, man. You going to go tug one out?
Yeah. I'll keep eye contact.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that old lady. God, I haven't seen her in these cartoons for so long. That was kind of my argument when I wanted to play basketball. I remember playing basketball as a kid in around this time, about 9, 10, 11 years old. And we had a lot of fun, friendly games. I got a basketball, brought it out to the schools, played like just fucking shooting in the courts and everything at school. And, everybody was really supportive of it, and then we had one game against this other team where they destroyed us about 90 points to 4, and then nobody else on the team was interested in playing basketball again. And that's where my dream died.
I walked in and you were talking about dreams, and I look on the screen and it looks like a totally different movie.
Yeah. This is Outbreak 2 now. The frog. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. It's nice to see little side gags like that in there, I guess.
Did you ever see Spaceballs?
Yes.
When the chestburster came out of William Hurt. And
did not get that gag for like another 5 years until I saw that right cartoon.
It was just so interesting that they got William Hurt to get in Spaceballs and reenact that scene.
Quite the accomplishment, yeah. Yeah. A good sense of humor on that guy.
Who knew Ollivander was funny?
Does he play Ollivander? Seriously?
Yeah, he's totally Ollivander. He's the Prime Minister in V for Vendetta.
See, we need to watch fucking Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah. He's like Gary Oldman in that he's this English dude that just, when he shows up and shit, you don't recognize him right away, but you know him from somewhere.
Like Fifth Element.
Oh my God. Gary Oldman's amazing in everything, though. Yeah. Hey, how is he not won? Fuck Leo. How is Gary Oldman not won an Oscar?
Has he not?
No.
Man. I feel like it's just because he gets stuck with supporting characters.
Yeah, but his supporting characters are more interesting.
Yeah, he should have got. No, I forget they do a category for that whole subject. Yeah. Supporting actor. Shit.
And, like, even when they're not using, like, makeup and prosthetics and stuff to make him look different, he's a different person.
Stop talking. Lola Bunny's on screen.
Mm-hmm. A scintillating 3'2". That is acceptable. I will disregard nobody based on their height. But Lola Bunny's got bedroom eyes, does she not?
I can't fucking unsee the chick from Game of Thrones now.
I'm going to find out her name, so we're not just going to keep calling her the chick from Game of Thrones.
Natalie Dormer is who you're thinking of.
Yes.
Natalie Dormer.
Natalie Dormer is the greatest thing to happen to, like, my
penis.
Celebrity libido. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go pee real quick while this game.
Yes, sir.
Just before this game kicks off.
Oh, the Monstars. Now, I heard they're going to remake Space Jam with Blake Griffin. I don't know how true that is. I don't really know. I don't think I'd be on board with all that. I don't. But if you bring Natalie Dormer in as Lola Bunny, I'd be okay with Blake Griffin in the new Space Jam.
What have you got on your phone there? Is this Lola Bunny as a human?
Yeah, that is Lola Bunny as Natalie Dormer. Is that not the hottest shit in the world?
I can't believe you found that.
That is... Yeah, I'm not the only person that thinks Natalie Dormer looks like Lola Bunny, or vice versa. But if they did another Space Jam, I want Lola Bunny to be turned human, and I want it to be Natalie Dormer.
There is so much spunk on phones because of that picture. You just know. That's disgusting.
Oh, dude, I clean my phone in the daily. The outside. With Kleenex and stuff.
Can you send that to me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Is this Danny DeVito, by the way? Yeah, I don't think we touched on this yet.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Matilda. Did you ever see Matilda?
I did.
Did you like Matilda?
I
went back and watched. I haven't watched it since I was a child until like 3 or 4 days ago at a buddy's house. And I realized how fucked. That lady's just throwing kids over a fence.
Shit, yeah. It's fucking brutal.
And putting them in an Iron Maiden? Are you kidding?
Yeah, it was a dark film.
And Danny DeVito, man. Oh my God.
Did he directed it, right?
He directed it. He was her dad.
His wife's her mom.
Yeah, I love her. She's so funny.
Aw. Who's this mouse? I love his spirit. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Who is this guy? Why haven't we seen more of him?
I feel like his going up on the toes thing. We've seen him before in old, like... Yeah, you fucked that shit up, little bunny.
You slammed that ball right in. He's got a gun on the court. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, it's Yosemite Sam. What do you want?
Is this... But, fuck, I bet if they travel, they're going to call that out.
Now, when you said travel, you mean with the basketball, not, like, from state to state with the gun, right?
Ooh.
That was a very, what was it? Death Becomes Her.
Yes.
Oh, that was a very Death Becomes
Her.
Or,
Shaun of the Dead.
Yes. Yeah. I like that moment in Shaun of the Dead, but really, Death Becomes Her owned that shit. Yeah, that... And technologically, that movie was so impressive.
Absolutely. So clever.
Danny DeVito can't even voice act a tall person.
Even in his wildest dreams, you can draw anything. You can draw any body, and yet still he gets stuck playing the short fat guy.
I saw Hercules, man.
Man, that'd be funny. Man, if Danny DeVito voiced Groot, how outside the box of casting would that be?
That'd be great, though. Danny DeVito is amazing in everything. I like Always Sunny.
I can make you big. Now, is that just my dirty, dirty mind as an adult?
Yes, yes. That is your...
That's a poor man trying to sexually plead and bargain his way out of a locker room gangbang.
Yes.
Oh, he got fucked.
Pegging was a thing in 96, right?
What's pegging?
You don't know what pegging is?
No.
The whole, I married my wife because she said she did anal. As it turns out, there's two different types of anal.
Oh, and just like being anal?
With the strap on, and your wife fucking does pegging.
Gotcha.
Dude, it's 2016. Pegging is like a thing, apparently.
I saw it in Deadpool.
Yeah, there you go.
It happened in Deadpool. Apparently it's awesome, so.
There you go. Well, I mean, it looked awesome for her. He didn't look too pleased with all that shit. He looked fucking happier when he was fighting with his dick swinging than he did when he was getting pegged. But there's nothing like kicking somebody's ass that deserves it.
Yeah. And having your dick just swinging around the place. Like, there's swinging your dick around, and then there's swinging your dick around.
I'm not even going to lie. I have showed my penis to more people in the last, like, 12 months, and I've showed my entire... Like, thousands of people have seen my penis now, and there is nothing more scintillating and more emotionally satisfying than when you can just walk off stage with your dick out.
and not get arrested.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you got to check. You got to check on the local laws before you, like, do it. But there is nothing better.
As you're just pimping away, just swinging left to right. You're just
pimping
like,
ain't easy,
this
man.
Is legal.
Yeah.
And they're paying me for this.
They're paying me for this. And there are other people that
I
have
to. I do this around my house for free. I wish I'd done this years ago.
Yeah. Peculiar thing is, I still have to cover my nipples.
Free of the nipple.
Yeah.
Michael's secret stuff, does that say?
Yes, it does.
And is this like a miracle formula where they're now going to suddenly play? They should test these guys.
Yeah.
Was testing a thing as big back then?
I don't know. I mean, when did we...
I mean, fucking look at the Monstars. You'd want to test them. If they turned up as little dweeby aliens and then they turned into those guys.
If the Monstars can do their thing, I should be able to use steroids and...
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Just some butt shots, bro.
Okay, we're running out of movie. What is your favorite point of this?
When Bill Murray shows up right before the climactic scene,
See, this is my shot. This shot right here. Is where I want to take my shot.
Was that the Pulp Fiction
reference?
The Pulp
Fiction reference, yes. Yeah. Now, I don't know why I love that so much as a kid, because I had not seen Pulp Fiction. And I think that's why I love it so much, because I found it really funny, and I knew it was kind of a reference to something, but I was too young to know. Uh-huh. But that didn't stop me from pretending.
How old were you when you finally saw what it was referencing?
It took me like a good, like, oh God. Another 6 years, I guess, to work it out.
Did you appreciate it more now? Because I'm sure you've watched it since now that you're
adult. I love the music in that little musical cue just there, and it took me a long time to work out what it was from.
Mm-hmm.
A surprising long time to work out.
Quentin Tarantino has some of the best music in his films. Cheers, sir.
Cheers. All right.
Taking a shot of that Quattro Orange?
Yes, the Amore Quattro Orange, or the Poor Man's Cointreau.
It's like choosing between Blue Label and Black Label, Johnny Walker. Depends on how much you like the company that's coming over.
Yeah, precisely. Or how much you spent on a domain name.
Look at this. Tweety Bird is doing more to these guys.
Fucking Elmer. Is that what Michael Jordan looks like when he's playing?
All yes. Right. That is exactly what Michael Jordan floats the same way that he just did. And honestly, there's a missed opportunity. I get, like, you play basketball in the Looney Tunes universe and you get away with doing more. Mm. But in the real world, those cartoons are still cartoons in the real world and still maintain their cartoon powers, right?
Sure.
I would much rather have seen this climactic basketball game go down in a...
Madison Square Garden or something.
Surrounded with real people still having to deal with the fact that these things exist.
That would be an intro. That's for the sequel. That's how it will go in the sequel.
It better.
That's all they can do. Fucking, they took Michael Jordan into their world. Now they're going to take...
And Danny DeVito just blew smoke in Michael Jordan's face. Why did he not just cough? That is a missed opportunity.
But, yeah.
Right? Like, didn't smoke get blown in somebody's face in Roger Rabbit and they coughed? He should have coughed.
Yeah.
Dr. Manhattan, but green.
Shit.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
A non-effective doctor. Oh, no. He's black.
You can tell by the little pencil mustache.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Monstar Pound. What was that? Is that the, I guess that's the character's name. We're watching this with subtitles just so we can understand what's going on in the movie because we can't hear it. We're talking all over this.
Yeah.
Monstar Pound. That just sounds like a cool kind of fist bump, you know?
Yeah, is it supposed to be like the pound? Or...
It's one of these guys. It must be their name.
Or like Daps?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know about you, but I've actually quoted that before when my lady's trying to wake me up. And
what Daffy just said?
Yeah. But mommy, I don't want to go to school today. And they don't try and wake you up. They go, aw. And then you get an extra 10 minutes.
Motherfucker. Yeah, all right.
Don't play this for your wife. Just keep that to yourself. But when you're awake.
Please, my wife's not going to listen to this.
Oh, my God. When
we have such a small target audience for this thing.
When your wife is trying to fucking wake you up, just say something adorable like that and you'll get an extra 10 minutes. My girl goes back in and keeps doing her makeup, which means I get like 20, maybe 30 on a good morning.
When my wife tries to wake me up, I
get up because you're a fucking adult.
No, I just can't fucking cognate my words properly, and I just she can tell within like 10 words whether I know what's going on or not. Mm-hmm. Like if the first ten words out of my mouth don't make any sense whatsoever, she's like, all right. He needs more time.
Mm-hmm. If I...
So you saying what you said would probably kind of throw her off.
Like, yeah.
Because that flows into a coherent sentence, and she'd be like, no, no, come on now, you got to wake up. Whereas if I'm just like fucking just stringing random sounds and syllables together.
Mm-hmm. When my girl tries to wake me up, if I'm legitimately angry that I'm waking up, I will respond with an exasperated... and then silence, like nothing. Because waking somebody up when they're mad because they just woke up is a really, you don't even want to talk to them until you give them a cup of coffee.
That's why I let my wife sleep until 6 o'clock today. Yeah.
Do you ever wake her up with a cup
of coffee?
Uh-huh.
No.
Oh man.
She doesn't drink coffee. I don't drink coffee.
What? But you also don't drink tea like British people are supposed to, correct?
I drink beer, man. Look at me.
Well, okay, that's pretty English.
Damn.
He needs to go be deflated. Okay, and I get CG not as much practical, and I hate to keep reverting back to a masterpiece of American cinema, but... In Roger Rabbit, when Christopher
effects.
Lloyd was flat, yeah,
and it's fucking horrifying as well.
Yeah,
it's all the more horrifying for it.
It's like the Velociraptors in the kitchen in Jurassic Park. I didn't realize until just a couple years ago the majority of that scene was practical and like guys in suits, and it makes me respect it so much more.
And then you go and look at like Jurassic Park 3. When the raptors are surrounding the nest and it's all fucking CGI. It's
yeah,
not scary at all.
But that movie I was not on board with the moment you expect me to suspend my disbelief and expect that a child can survive in a No, they couldn't even get it with jeeps that worked. How is a kid going to survive on an island that the dinosaur showed up in the fog and ate the people on the boat in seconds in the very, like, in the beginning? How did that kid survive?
Bill Murray.
Yay! Right. Shot number two?
Yes.
Two.
Yeah. This is it. Like,
I didn't even know Dan Aykroyd was in this film. That's really funny.
You know, I think we said during Ghostbusters, I think Groundhog Day was one of the last great Bill Murray films, but if you count cameos, this is probably it.
I feel like in the same way Coulier from Full House is a Canadian treasure, Bill Murray is an American national treasure. Cheers, sir.
Once more, into the breach.
Wait, have they explained how he got there yet?
I don't think we do.
Oh,
here we go.
Because the producer...
He fucking is. It's Ivan Reitman. That
did Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
I get it.
When you're an adult and can get all these in-jokes, this movie's a little more entertaining.
You should absolutely watch all kids' films as an adult. You'll get so much more out of them than stupid fucking kids.
Aladdin had me rolling now that I'm an adult. That was fantastic. Toy Story had more adult jokes than I anticipated. Roger Rabbit was meant for adults, and absolutely. People just took their kids.
Yes.
Get it. Yeah, Lola. Can I change my favorite to any moment Lola Bunny's on screen?
Oh, at the half court.
Oh, now, he looked like he just walked on that Monstar's butt, but in reality, he didn't need to.
No.
Superpowers. Get it!
What I'm confused with is...
Those people have longer arms than the rest of us, right? By those people, I mean basketball players.
If he could do this the whole time...
Why didn't he just stand in place?
Why didn't Stretch Armstrong just fucking stand there and just place the ball in the net from the center court the whole game?
Did you ever have a Stretch Armstrong?
I did. And
did
you know
ever
what?
Cut it open?
No, I got a little too overzealous and ripped his arm off at one point.
What's on the inside?
It's like fucking little beans or a little something. I don't know. Like, you know, imagine like tiny little packing beads, you know?
Because he always felt like a stress ball.
Kind of, sort of. Yeah, but it's actually little pellets, little styrofoam pellets.
So really, the engineering marvel is more the rubber on the outside than what's on the inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a balloon or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I make juggling balls out of a flower and balloons, and they feel the same way that Stretch Armstrong used to. But they don't stretch nearly as good.
Bye, Bill Murray.
Back on Mars. Okay, so Elon Musk, we should not go to Mars. Also, NASA... we're not supposed to go to the moon of Saturn or whatever that you guys have currently been going to. I read Space Odyssey. All the solar system is ours except for that place.
That's a no-go.
Yeah. Have you read Space Odyssey?
No.
They landed on the ice moon that was in the book that was written in the 60s. It was geysering out salt water, so we land on it. It's covered in ice, and underneath there's water, and there's an alien that kills the people, and the aliens in power basically said, this is our experiment. Humans are allowed to go everywhere else, but you can't go to this moon, because we were their experiment as well. The aliens coming and dropping off the monolith is what made us go from stupid-ass chimpanzees to making fire.
Okay. Is that in the movie?
That's in the movie. The book is amazing. If you read any, start with number one, read, I have it, I'll bring it to you. If you like science fiction, read the
first. I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to tell you right
now. Oh, my God. Okay, better yet, Wikipedia that bullshit.
I'll do
for
that.
The plot
that'll
summary.
Take me like 5 minutes. Thank you.
Because
that
now, author,
that I can get on board with.
In his book in the 60s, he predicted so many things that are real and now and actually happening. The man was correct with like 75% of his predictions.
That's fair.
Yeah. Like,
that's a good percentage, honestly.
That's really, really good. There's a talk from him in like the late 50s, early 60s, where he's talking about we're going to be carrying tiny computers in our pocket that link us with people around the world. God. Fuck that baseball game, bro. You suck at baseball.
Look how many people are so happy for you playing basketball right now.
I take back my earlier phrase. That was an animated basketball. Granted, I'm sure they animated on top of the real basketball, but that was the first obviously animated ball in his hand, right? I'm fairly confident. Correct me if I'm wrong later.
May not be the first. It's a hugely obvious one, though, yeah.
Lola, you need to... What? What? If it was that easy... Where's the next convention Natalie Dormer's going to?
I I need to stress that just because the bunny was drawn to look like what happened to grow into Natalie Dormer does not mean that Natalie Dormer is going to get any of your references if you meet her.
Absolutely, but I don't think that she was drawn to look like what Natalie Dormer eventually looked like. I think Natalie Dormer was made to look like Lola Bunny. There is a fucking difference, sir. There is a difference. And I'm not down. I'm not one of those. I'm in a relationship. I'm not one of those dudes to say, like, there's that list where, like, if you run into that celebrity, it's okay to fuck them.
Uh-huh.
But if I run into Lola Bunny, 3'2", I don't give a shit. All not bets
even,
are off.
Not even Natalie Dormer. I run into Lola Bunny. And Lola Bunny's on my list. Natalie Dormer, she's way down there.
Natalie Dormer's on there, but Lola Bunny is like number three.
You can fuck a human girl anytime, but you can fuck an animated bunny. Yeah, you take that opportunity.
Yeah, and 3'2". We have mutual friends that are 3'2". The height does not even bother. Okay, for the uninitiated, we live in Orlando. We work with a lot of theme park and entertainment people. We know a lot of dwarfs. Dwarf is the correct name, right? That I would never say midget in mixed company because that's frowned upon, but dwarf is the acceptable name right now.
Sure. Little people, yeah.
Well, little people almost sounds insulting. They're not. They're people just like the rest of us. They're just shorter than you or I. But the height doesn't matter. The height does not. No, Lola Bunny is my shit, and I'm a getter.
Spoken like a true rapist. Well done.
Hey man, I know what Rufinol is.
Look at this guy. Okay, yeah. What a horribly. Oh, whoa, that ball's so bright.
It's like a mix between a basketball and the crystal ball from the shitty Haunted Mansion movie with Eddie Murphy. Which I say shitty because I know the rating of it, but I really, really enjoyed it.
I need to watch that again. I went into that film watching Pirates of the Caribbean and being blown away. Shit, they made this based off a ride.
Don't watch it on Hulu. Let me bring you the DVD. Watch the special features because the amount of work they put into the costumes and the extra characters from the ride of the movie that are background characters, you'll appreciate it more and entirely ignore Eddie Murphy. Like entirely.
It's been a long time, and I know they're trying to kind of reboot that. So
Guillermo del Toro wanted to do it, but I think he backed out. He wanted to do the Hatbox Ghost
from L.A. He wants to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
He backs out.
Oh, and at the Mountains of Madness, the H.P. Lovecraft movie?
Mm.
Oh, my God. That would have been amazing. All right, well, back to the movie. We've got basketball players that learned how to play basketball again. That's good
right
that they
the
get
world.
To play basketball and not try to act.
Mm.
That's a plus. Michael Jordan did not do terribly in this movie. Granted, again, if you go through this movie and do what Dave said earlier, and that is ignore everything else on the screen with animated
things.
Just
focus on his expression.
Yes, that makes this movie so much funnier. Again, Roger Rabbit doesn't feel that way with that detective because he's a really, really good actor.
Solid, yeah.
Yeah, it's really solid. But this was really... He didn't do bad. He didn't. It's not a great movie, but he didn't do bad. If you had to pick out, okay, I know we normally ask each other what our favorites are,
mm-hmm.
but if you had to pick out the worst part of the movie, what would that be?
Man,
that seems a better choice for
this movie. It does, yeah. Man, I don't. Oh, hang on. Let me just
Bill
focus
Murray
on Bill
looks
Murray
sad.
Here.
That may be. Can we have another shot for Bill Murray? And then that'll be our last shot
that
for the movie.
All right, yeah, let's round off.
This is our last scene.
Let's pull one out.
Are they playing? They're playing the Orlando Magic, the Bulls versus the Magic, because now MJ is back playing basketball in Chicago.
Right.
Oh, Shaq is in this. Uncredited, but he's in this because he played for the Magic at that point. I mean, I know he's uncredited, but I'm pretty sure if you watch that scene again, he's the Magic player standing closest to Michael Jordan because he's Shaq.
And he's going to get in there regardless.
He was in Kazam, bro. He's the most famous Magic player that ever existed. Cheers, right. Sir.
So to Bill Murray. Oh, man.
Worst scene for you, what was it?
Oh, man.
Because I'm sure we have long credits, so we can do worst and best.
Yeah. The absolute worst scene of the movie. God, I don't know. I mean, having watched the film, nothing stands out to me as good or bad. It's exactly what I was expecting. It's a film I loved as a kid, but rewatching it with fresh eyes, with the eyes of an adult, I mean, there's a couple of funny gags in it, but it is absolutely just a shadow of the self that I remember.
All right, check it. I grew up in a performing family. My sister's a topless showgirl in Vegas. My mom's a dance teacher. My dad's a magician. I never gave a shit about sports in any way, shape, or form. So I saw this movie because all the other kids in my block saw this movie. And if I didn't have the ability to have a conversation with them about it, I wouldn't be part of the cool kids club.
Yes.
But
peer pressure for the win.
When I was a kid, I absolutely hated this movie. Hated it. As I watch it now, my least favorite part was MJ being pulled into the hole on the golf course, and the other two guys just
standing
the basketball
there.
Player and Bill Murray just not giving a fuck, and then Newman
driving
being
off in a golf cart. Yeah,
yeah, because Bill Murray's a fucking hustler and Newman's a dumbass and is talking to a hole in the ground. That was my least favorite part.
I think one of my favorite scenes, it's a terrible scene, so mm-hmm. It's my favorite scene for this reason, is watching the guys forget how to play basketball.
My favorite scene was when Bill Murray showed back up, not because Bill Murray showed back up made me care about the movie again, because yes, that was definitely the case, but when Bill Murray shows back up, you know they're going to win.
Yes.
It is like the red herring that you know is the red herring.
He fucking turns up with a triumph song. He's like, da,
yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah. You know they're good.
You know everything's going to be okay.
And Newman.
Because he called in a favor from the producer.
Yes. And this guy, fucking Newman, this movie let me continue to hate him just as much as I did because of Jurassic Park.
He dicked all those guys over. Mm-hmm. This is something I haven't seen for a very long fucking time. An end credits scene where it's neither original material or just a black screen, but they are literally just recycling stills from the movie. So you just saw the movie, but as you're walking out or whatever, they're like, hey, remember this part?
At least when they did The Hangover, they went through and made it a point to spend the night taking shitty pictures.
That's an awesome ending sequence. It keeps you there.
When Zach Galifianakis is getting blown by the old lady.
It keeps you there for another, like, 4 fucking minutes, which is tough to do when it's just names of people you don't care about. You know?
I was watching an interview recently with Zach Galifianakis from when he made that, and how they told him, yeah, you're going to do the pictures of the old lady blowing you. And he was really worried because he thought it was just some old lady extra. And as it turns out, she was a retired porn star.
So he
no longer felt bad. But he was really worried. He was like disrespecting somebody's grandma. it's fucked up.
Oh, my God. So I'm just going to focus on these background stills now. Like, these are scenes I guess maybe we kind of overlooked during the movie.
I'm going to dip out for 1 second. I'll be back before the end, I promise.
You know there's like 4 minutes of credits, right? Man, you're leaving me here just to carry the scene by myself.
I got you.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, it's been a long time since I saw this movie. It's one of those films you if you're our age, I grew up in 80... I was born in 86. You grew up with it. You know this film as a kid. And deep down, you know it is kind of shit. But everybody knows it as well. Like, you've seen, we can just watch this film in the background. We still kind of know the whole story of what goes on. We know the plot points and everything. We know the beats. It's no Who Framed Roger Rabbit. That's all I can say about this film.
You got that right.
Yeah. It tries so hard. And you kind of wanted it to be, I think... I mean, did you watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit as a kid?
Yeah, man. I don't remember a moment not knowing Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, it wasn't the same film as a kid. It was a lot of fun as a kid.
It was magical, but as an adult, you appreciate it.
It's a fucking amazing film.
Yes.
But, hearing this film, where it's all the Warner Brothers characters together and everything, you want it to be as good as that when you're watching it as a kid.
Some films just don't date as well as others.
Yeah.
Even Alien. Alien's an amazing piece of horror science fiction, but you watch it now, the effects are kind of laughable, but it's still scary as shit.
We will come on to Alien at some point. I do definitely want to watch that film because I want to re-examine it.
Or even The Exorcist. The Exorcist, the effects are totally laughable now, but if you were raised to be Catholic or Christian in any way, that movie's scary as shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and the effects are humorous now. When the Satan face appears in the air and it's obviously just like a second, like, overlay,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's still scary. This did not age as well as some of the other films.
It's a shame. I mean, but were you expecting anything else coming into this tonight?
No, because it's Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
It is Warner Brothers cartoons. You expect Warner Brothers cartoons. You don't expect polished, feel-good Disney things. You don't expect a full, like, studio film. You expect a cartoon with Michael Jordan and Bill Murray in it.
You expect a good time for the particular year that you're in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then if you try and examine it 10 years from now, it's not going to hold up. Whereas I think a lot of Disney and a lot of Pixar in particular has a timeless feel to it. This one feels very contemporary.
Yes.
And I'm not surprised coming back to it now that it's, I mean, the question is it a good film?
I mean, good is a very subjective word. What do we,
I think it's a bad film, but
where
I think
is your
it,
bar for yeah. good and bad, you know?
Though I think it's not a good film, but it does hold a place in my heart for a nostalgia. As you know, for nostalgia's sake, if you had kids, would you show this to your kids and be like, "You've got to see this film, guys! It's all the Bugs Bunny characters, and they're playing basketball, Michael Jordan." But like, would it be as much to your kids these days as you
Absolutely
thought?
Absolutely not.
No, it does not hold up for this generation.
It would be Roger Rabbit,
but for our generation,
yes. For we appreciate it,
yeah.
But if I introduce my kids to a live action and animation, it will be another film.
Yeah,
another
absolutely. Film. Cannot go wrong with Who Framed Roger Rabbit. We will definitely pick that up at some point, I think.
Well, that was fun.
What's going on here? I don't think I stayed long enough.
That was the best acting of the entire movie.
Yeah, you really believed him right there, that he wanted to go home.
He finally got to look at the camera.
Oh, man. Good times. Thank you so much for joining us on my big gay date. Until next time, my name's Dave.
My name's Carl.
And we will see you next time. Thank you very much.